Hi everyone, welcome to Teaching in the Digital Age. My name is Arnold Lovu. I'm a science teacher originally from South Africa, now working in the UK. And today, I want to talk about something that's really shifted my thinking recently. Digital literacy and the ethical responsibilities we carry as educators using technology in the classroom. So much of a conversation around digital learning focuses on the exciting stuff, devices, apps, interactivity. But what's really stuck with me lately is the deeper responsibility that comes with it, especially when it comes to student privacy, child safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equitable access. Let's take the Inspire Learning program in the Scottish Board as an example. Every pupil from P4 up receives an iPad, according to Scottish Borders Council 2023. That's an amazing step towards digital inclusion, considering the fact that each and every child is going to be having an iPad and is able to explore the world in a different way. But what impressed me most is how much attention is paid to protecting students. Their data isn't just floating around, apps are vetted, settings are locked down, and there is a real effort to support safe use. As a teacher, that's a reminder that it's my responsibility to ensure that when I ask students to use digital tools, I know exactly what data is being collected, how it's being used, and whether it's truly safe. Coming from South Africa, where we didn't always have access to tech or the policies to manage it safely, I now realize how critical that kind of digital safeguarding is, and not just for legal reasons, but for students' well-being. Let me give you an example from my own science classroom. Since I'm a science teacher, I had my year 9 students create short videos explaining us on renewable energy. Really funny, creative work. But then came the questions, where are these videos being stored? Who can see them? Should we share them with the parents or post them online? Of course, the parents want to see exciting stuff that related to science being done by their kids. But there are some considerations which should be taken in place before we can actually allow the sharing of those videos. That's where the ethics come in. We had a whole discussion about consent, privacy, how to present yourself online, things that aren't just important for the project, but for life. And that's when I saw teaching science is no longer just about atoms and ecosystems. It's about helping young people understand the digital world they grow up in. This connects so clearly to what HOPES 2017 talks about, how digital literacy involves more than just using tools. It's about empowering learners to create, communicate, and think critically about the media they engage with. But They can only do that if we give them tools and the values to use our technology responsibly. Besides that, there are other issues that align with the use of digital literacy. And one of the issues is equitable access. Something that's always been close to my heart. When I taught in South Africa, many students didn't even have textbooks, let alone laptops. In the UK, the access is better, but the digital divide still exists because not all parents afford a simple thing as a device. Not all parents afford Wi-Fi at home. Others share devices with siblings. So even though we have amazing tools at our disposal, I always have to ask, is this accessible to every learner? Can the activity be done offline if needed to? And then if there is a paper version of that activity, These questions are part of my daily practice so that I can be inclusive to those who can't access simple things like internet. Knox 2022 referred to inspired learning as a teaching revolution, and I think he's right. But it's not just about giving students devices. It's about thinking how we teach, how we protect our learners, how we promote fairness and inclusion through digital learning. To conclude, and to answer the big question, how has my understanding of digital literacy changed? The answer is, it's become so much more than knowing how to use technology. It's about being ethically aware, culturally sensitive, and equity focused. And it means constantly reflecting on my role, not just as a science teacher, but as someone shaping the digital citizens of tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. And if you are another educator wrestling with these challenges, I would love to hear those. Until next time, keep reflecting and keep leading with a purpose. Thank you very much. Bye, a donkey.